Okay, here we go. Let's see who's here. Alan is present. Bill Crozier?
Here.
Tom Harper here.
Okay. Tom Harper. Welcome, Tom Harper. So glad you're here.
Thank you.
Hello, Captain.
Hello, Mike.
Get rid of that pen. All right, Mike Lewis. Mike Lewis.
Mysterious Mike's here.
Okay, Robin Lewis. Not hearing Robin. Marianne Martinez. Not hearing Marianne. Sad to say, Carol McGregor of our committee has passed away. And I don't know about you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think of her very fondly, a very dedicated volunteer.
Sorry to hear that.
Happy at the table help out in any way.
For many years.
Yeah, died in her sleep.
Wow.
Very sad, and we will miss her. Okay, Nancy Sabarnard, Tommy. No, not hearing her. Wendy Schrell, not hearing her. Rob Lee?
Present.
Thank you. Okay. Kurt Gerdrum?
Yep.
Thank you. Sandy Weinman is asked for an excused absence. Deb Shafto asks for an excused absence. Okay. Rodrigo Bravo. Okay. Jane Scheidler or Ted Weisgel. Is there anyone who's on the call whose name I did not call?
Susan Young. I'd like to be clocked in for my first qualifying meeting.
Thank you, Susan. Okay.
And Teresa, do you need a motion for excuse absences?
Yes.
I move we excuse Sandy and Deb.
Right.
I second.
Deb Shafto. Okay.
I second the motion.
I third it.
Bear with me 1 minute. Sandy and Deb Shafto. All right. The next item is the agenda. I sent
out. I assume there's no objections to excusing them.
Yes, I'm sorry. Thank you, Bill. Any objection to excusing those two?
No.
Hearing none, that's approved. Approved without objection. Okay. The agenda is call to order. 2 is approved agenda. 3 is approved minutes. 4 is a report from the IGM or the development director, which would discuss pledge drive, capital campaign, website and social media, and lapsed donors. Item number 5 is the program motion, which was sent to us by the LSB. Item number 6 are event fundraisers with COVID considerations, which I would assume means outdoors. Item number 7 is new business. Item number 8 is confirm the next meeting, which would be September 6th. And item number 9 is adjourn. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
Yes.
Bill.
Was that Bill Crozier that moved that?
Well, I was one of them. Somebody else said yes, too.
I make a motion.
Who is that?
Tom Harper, yes, and Mike Lewis at the same time.
Any objection?
No.
Passed without objection. All right.
You have an enthusiastic group here, Teresa.
All right. I sent out the minutes, which are – I could not figure out how to make attachments this time on my motion, so I put it in the body, the minutes of our last meeting. I sent it out on the 13th of July, and I sent it out again today. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes from July 12th?
Yes.
Who is that person?
Mysterious Mike.
Okay. Mike Lewis moved to approve the minutes. Is there any objection? Okay.
None.
Approved. Without objection. All right.
Could I make a move to amend to that we excuse Tom Harper. Actually, it wouldn't be an amendment. I just move that we excuse Tom for that previous meeting.
Oh, that's correct.
Because it was noted in the minutes.
That's correct.
Yeah.
All right.
So we need to amend.
Is there an objection to a correction to the minutes to excuse Tom Harper, who had requested an excused absence, but which the chair was not aware of when she brought this up at the meeting? Any
He's
objection?
Excused.
Pardon me?
He's excused.
All right.
There is no excuse for me, but I'll accept it.
Okay.
There's too much frivolity on this committee.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, not the Pacifica way.
Entirely too much fun.
Hey, pardon me for having humor, okay?
Okay. All right. So both of the – okay. So the amended a minute – is there any objection to that?
No.
Oh, you okay. Okay, got it. All right, now we are at the report from the IGM and the development director who's not on the line. Bill, if there's any way that you can send her an email, I'd appreciate it. I did send her a text.
Okay.
And I did call her. Something may have
been. Which email address is she using? Is she using the robin@kpft.org?
I believe so. But in the meantime,
I sent her an email earlier, or actually Sunday, about something else to that address. I didn't hear back from her, but okay.
Okay.
I'll try.
But if you can send her an email.
Sure, okay.
I'd appreciate it. Okay. All right, the next item on the agenda is the program motion. And I only want to devote maybe 10 minutes to this item for now.
This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. So we will list...
Howdy, Nancy.
We will list Nancy as being in attendance. So when I sent out the... If you go to KPFTX, you'll see this listed, this motion. And I sent this motion in the notice of this meeting out, maybe you don't have it, Susan.
No, I do.
Oh, good. Okay.
You included it as a follow-up to the agenda.
Okay. So I think everybody on this call should have this. It's kind of lengthy, but it looks like it has bullet points,
yeah.
But it's not really bullet points. It's just that, I don't know. Anyway, this motion was made by Nancy Zabarnar-Tomey. It was sent to the LSB. The LSB sent it here. So it's now on our agenda, and I want to devote between 10 and 15 minutes to this right now and see where it goes. Okay, and I'm thinking that maybe I should read, Nancy, do you want to read maybe about 10 lines of this motion and see if anybody wants to begin the discussion? Do you want to read it or do you want me to start?
Well, I can read it.
Okay, go ahead.
So if you want to ask a question, why don't you just say... something like with a question. All right. Be it resolved that the KPFT LSB establish a KPFT programming committee to make assessment and share with the local LSB and other stations LSBs and their programming committees. The next one is offer assistance to management and staff.
Shade, will you?
Shade.
Over there.
Tom, we can hear you. You want to mute?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay. The third one, be the driving force to help propel the transition to multimedia audio-visual programming. Number four, I should have numbered these things. Organize teams for online captioning and or transcription. or translation for inclusion of the deaf, the hard of hearing, and international listeners. The fifth one is to foster bilingual programming with different ethnic cultures. That would help us to... I'm going to stick to the motion. The next one, that one-minute history programming scripted and read by students concerning indigenous, black, Hispanic, Arab, Asian history cards, mobilizing all schools and students voting on the speakers. The next is a whistleblower, a special investigative team with voice disguised by software. No questions? Okay,
keep going.
Yeah.
This
is Kurt. I have a quick question. There's some good stuff in there. I mean, I like what I'm hearing, but I'm wondering why they kicked it over to this committee. It doesn't sound like what we do. I mean, why are we being asked to vote on it?
Well, I'll answer the question. We had a governance committee, but the governance committee voted to suspend the governance committee until further notice. So the only committee left was either outreach or development or finance or personnel, and the LSB decided to send it to this committee to decide.
Okay.
I guess that makes us kind of a de facto task force just to discuss this issue and make some sort of recommendation. Okay. Go ahead, Nancy. Would you continue reading?
Okay. Support CPB compliance and programming. I'll give an example, like sexual harassment training, which is a new requirement of every staff and volunteer. And so that's
go ahead,
new
Nancy,
CPB
Nancy,
rules.
Let's just read it first.
Okay. Outreach and establish relationships with school teachers and students. Organize and facilitate audio and visual training programs. Create supportive actions for problem solving, as every show can and must be updated and improved. Organize and encourage grassroots progressive groups engagement. A check to ensure programming conforms to the Pacifica mission and to the Pacifica policies. Assessment should include call-in time, types of music, ethnic music, types of public affairs, age groups, interest, science, and other. Organize radio theater programming. Assist in show evaluations in executive session and oversee fairness and accuracy. Assist the volunteer Pacifica in the Streets breaking news team, which was approved by the 2021 PNB. Organize a collective for the 2021 PNB-approved Missing Murdered Indigenous Women's Show. Organize a collective for the 2021 PNB Programming Committee-approved Missing Murdered Black Women Show. Organize, design youth interviewing refugees of countries bombed by the USA, approved by the 2016 KPFD LSB. Report and receive input during monthly LSB report to the listeners. Survey the listeners' desires and opinions. Organize specials of subjects. Organize support for the news department. Be a powerful think tank for creativity and put KPFD on the map for the new powerful fountain melting pot of the world. The programming committee shall include the GM and or PD and shall be open to the station's membership, all vitally necessary to this committee and in accordance with the LSB advisory committees outlined in Article 7, Local Station Board, Section 10, Local Station Advisory Committees, which requires at least two LSB members and open to all members of the station. Any questions?
Okay, so now,
Bill,
now let me... Okay, let me just take control. Thank you very much, Nancy, for writing this. It is a topic that is very relevant, very important. Go ahead, Bill.
Oh, I have to correct you. This is not just coming from me. This is what the National Programming Committee worked on last year diligently and had public comment on it. And we worked really hard on it, and we never got it into the PMB for approval.
Okay. All right. All right. Go ahead, Bill.
So it's not my work. It's not my work alone. It's like people from all five stations worked on this.
But I'm glad you brought it up. I am. All right. So go ahead, Bill, first of all.
Okay. Thanks. Well, there's a lot of good ideas in here. The problem is this all involves getting somebody else to do work. There are people we don't have the organization to do it. And the thing that's, I think, lacking the most is what it takes to produce shows that people will support, that people like enough and care enough about so they will donate to. That's something that's really lacking in this motion, and I think the National Programming Committee should be focusing on that primarily, too. We got Pacifica has really serious financial problems. We have serious financial problems. The biggest focus, and our mission depends on having listeners. Our biggest priority should be having programming that people will want to listen to, that will tell their listeners, their friends about, and who will donate to. So if you want, I'll write up a substitute motion putting that as the first priority, or we can just amend this. But I'd like to hear what other people think first.
All right.
Rob Lee here.
Go ahead, Rob.
I guess, one, Nancy, thank you. There's a lot of thought that's gone into this, and so that, and a lot of good points. My only question is, and again, I'm kind of a financial guy, it sounds like the first order of motion for KPFT is, I'd say that, you know, we're drowning out in the middle of the ocean. And if we can't, you know, get to a lifeboat, you know, we're going to drown. I think all of this is great. The real question is, what's the highest priority? And should we kind of narrow the focus on some of this and attack all this a little bit later when I would just argue that, is it the highest priority to be dealing with this right now when the guy's out there drowning?
Okay.
That's my comment.
Rob, what I see you asking is, should we maybe narrow the focus of this for now and determine what we could or should be doing first? What we should be doing, but what we could be doing, not everything, because this looks like it concludes everything. So I'm thinking you're saying, what can we bite off?
Yeah, there's a lot of good bilingual programming. There's 1.5 million Hispanics in Houston. We need to do a better job of getting programs for them. You know, there's a lot of good, but the question is, if I've got this right as a development committee, you know, I think we're running the deficit every month. If I was on the board of a for-profit corporation, I can assure you I know what they'd be talking about. They'd be focusing on, let's save the drowning man overboard, and then we can focus, you know, once this guy's back on the ship, we can try to figure out all the little minor things that are out there. Again, I think there's a lot of good here, but I just would motion, and I'm not voting a member, that we focus on the most important things that are out there, like capital campaign and everything
that
we need to be doing.
That's why I'm just honoring the request of the local station board. I don't want to spend another more in this meeting. I don't want to spend more than another 10 minutes of this, of our time on this. But consider ourselves that this right here, this group of people, we could be a task force that would schedule another meeting, and none of you have to attend it, just those people that want. We could schedule another meeting to flush this out and then take this up at our next meeting. unless we did do it today, we could take this up at our next meeting and then send what we can to the LSB for approval. Okay?
Point of order.
Wait 1 minute. Let me finish this one thought. What I'm thinking right now, what we could do is pick three things of all the things that are listed here that we figure are the most important thing that we have that we could work with as a, on a programming committee. That's my thought. So go ahead, Tom.
Okay. I move that we table this motion, okay, until the next meeting. The outreach portion of the agenda from Nancy needs to be directed toward our committee. That way we'll take the burden off the development committee.
Okay, so there's a motion to table this. I don't think a motion to table is debatable.
Could I clarify? I'm not sure you really want to table it. Does it? Do you understand? Maybe the best thing would be to refer it to this task force that Teresa was talking about. If you just want to end discussion on it now, that would take care of it, if that's what you're getting at, Tom.
Not trying to be rude to you, but first of all, there is no task force, okay? We have not developed a task force. We have a development committee, and we have the outreach committee, okay? And I move to table this motion. And also, I am trying to take the burden off the development committee because anything that has to do with outreach is my department, okay? So what I'm trying to say is that we take half of this and allow the development committee to work on it, their part of it, and the outreach will work on the remainder part of it.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? We're splitting the difference.
Right, but I'm not sure that tabling this right now addresses what the development committee might want to do. I understand what you want to do as an outreach, but I'm not sure that tabling it would resolve the issue with people are on this call who have a job to do that was given to us by the LSB.
Okay.
Nancy, with an amendment.
Okay, well, before we get too complicated, I want to know what Tom means by okay. Are you, like, withdrawing? You didn't get any second, so
you
want to withdraw your motion?
Committee, Teresa.
Well, I'd like to know whether he'd like to withdraw his motion to table. Otherwise, I think we should just vote.
Okay, I'll withdraw my motion.
Okay, so we're not tabling it. Nancy, go ahead. What did you want to say?
Well, I mean, Tom can also, he can make a motion to recommend that this be given to the outreach committee if he wants this decision to go to the outreach committee. And I'd like to answer Rob Lee's question yes, development is about making money. And this motion is about programming. So it really shouldn't be here, but we do not have a governance committee that is functioning right now. It's been suspended. So this was the chair, I think the LSB chair decided that the development committee will decide about this motion, and it's really Oz's place. Okay. So I agree with Rob. This committee is not really about programming. And I wanted to put – Hey, let me finish, Teresa. I wanted to amend the motion.
There is no motion. Amend your motion? Whoever's typing, please mute.
Me.
Nancy, which motion did you want to amend?
The motion we're at task right now.
The one that you brought to the LSB and was sent to us from the LSB? All right, go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, all these bullet points were ideas that the National Programming Committee came up with. It took a long time, several months we worked on this. And I think I should have put at the beginning sentence, be it resolved, that the KPFD Programming Committee, you know, establish a KPFD Programming Committee to consider the following recommendations. Because this, it should not be a requirement, all these things, because each, you know, we may not have a whole lot of speed in our work, or we may be focused
all
on
right,
one
so
thing
Nancy,
more than another. So
Nancy,
I,
repeat your items that you want inserted into the motion.
No, no, all of them. But at the beginning of the sentence, it says, establish a KPFD programming committee to consider the following recommendations.
Okay, to consider the following.
All these bullet points are recommendations for the, or suggestions for the programming committee to work on. I mean, it's not a requirement, it's just what they can work on. And whatever they get done, whatever they create, whatever they get done, they share with the other four stations.
Nancy, the problem is this. The motion came to us from the LSB. We can't amend the motion that came to us.
Yes, we can. We can change the motion. We can amend it. That's why
well,
it was sent
you'd
to
have
committee.
To be, you would have had to have done that while you were on the LSB to set. To
no, I'm
it.
In this committee, and it can be done by the committee to make it better, to polish it, to you know, take out things that are bad, are considered bad. I mean, we can move it. We can amend it.
Well, this is the motion that came to us is not ours. It came
point
to us
order.
That way from the LSB. Go ahead, Tom.
I move that we just give it to the outreach committee and let us work it out. Okay?
Yes.
Well, there is a motion to amend on the floor to consider the following recommendations.
And I have a substitute too.
So you want to substitute Nancy's
No, I have a new substitute whenever.
Okay. First of all, we have to consider this
time
amendment.
I can read.
Okay, we want to consider this amendment. Let's take a vote. Those people who want to amend it, I'm going to read this. Allen says no. Crozier?
No.
No. Harper?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Lewis?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Nancy Sabarnartomi?
What are we voting on to move to
your amendment?
Committee?
We're voting on your amendment to add the words to consider the following recommendations.
Oh. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Rob Lee?
I would vote to move it or to
yes.
allow it to go to the other committee. Yes.
No, the motion is to amend it to say to consider the following recommendations.
And
right
I apologize.
Now, voting, you have yes, no, or abstain, or pass.
Okay, I don't know yes, no, or abstain, but... if Nancy wants it to go to the other committee, I'm in favor.
No, Nancy wants to add the words to consider the following recommendations. That's what we're voting on now.
And I apologize that I'm confused.
Okay, then you perhaps you might want to abstain.
Abstain.
All right. Kurt Gerdrum?
No.
No, okay. And, all right, so one, two, is there anyone else who's eligible to vote who I haven't called? So this motion, there's one, two, three no's, and there are one, two no's. Wait a minute. One, two, three no's and three yeses. Three no. Three yeses, it fails. Okay. So,
Bill for the sack with a substitute.
Yes, but who was next? Tom Harper.
Yes. Yes, I move that we present this to the Outreach Committee.
Three yes, three no. So let's discuss this motion. Anybody want to speak to this motion?
Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, you know, I don't mind discussing outreach, I guess, but it doesn't really have anything to do with outreach, or not much to do with outreach either. I do see a connection with finance, with donations, and that's why I think the focus of it should be on helping programmers identify programmers who need help to develop better programs, to develop an audience, and so their people will donate more. And, you know, I like the idea of a task force like Teresa was talking about. And so anyway, and I think we could give a task force that could develop a really, you know, brief and focused motion that could be referred to the PNB. They could come back to here at the next meeting, in other words.
Okay. Anyone else want to say anything?
I like Bill's idea, Kurt.
All right. And I would like to say something, too. Tom, I sincerely appreciate your offer for outreach to handle this, and I feel that as a member of both committees, I would be happy to participate in this as an outreach member. But since it was given to us by the LSB, I see no point in passing the buck to another committee. I say we make ourselves a task force to address this issue, and I don't think we have enough time. I can't quite see why outreach would be more appropriate to discuss this than us, especially since the LSB somehow figured that this was the committee to decide upon it. So I would
okay,
say no.
Well, let me reiterate what I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay. Some of the item on Nancy's agenda pertains to outreach, okay? Now, outreach also is supposed to assist the financial committee to help get donations to the studio or to the station. You know, we have to come up with a way to, you know, get the money going. So that's what part of outreach is about. Okay, programming, on the other hand, we need to do have a program committee. Okay, your idea for a task force is great, Teresa. I am more than happy to participate on that. But moving some of the items to outreach would be helpful to the development committee. Okay?
I would say I would invite anybody from outreach that's not on this call, I cannot recall who that would be, to join us in this conversation, and I'd be happy to send that invitation to them. When I'm
well, Nancy's one of them. Nancy's one of them. Mike's one of them. You're one of them. Bill's one. You know, we got basically everybody, basically almost everybody here from outreach. Okay?
Right. So... okay, so.
However, you want.
Your motion is to send it to the outreach committee. That's what you said. Send this to the outreach committee.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
When you say that, you mean take it out of development and send it to outreach. And I see no point in that. But
yes.
Is that what you meant to do?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Anybody else want to say anything before we vote?
Okay. This is Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, the meat or our bread that we're selling is stale, and we cannot afford to lose any more shows. We've lost over 20 shows since 2018. And so if you look at the grid and you see these little brown spaces that says KPFD Spirits or Secrets, and music from KPFD playlist. These are all just music, and you don't hear a human voice saying, the name of the song or the name of the band. It's like a music app or automated music. There's a whole lot of them if you look. So that shows that even though Dr. Franklin moved around 17 shows out of 20 that were moved to the HD last year in June, he moved them back to FM. He also added 20 shows from outside. We still have a lot of brown spaces on the grid, if you look at the schedule grid, that are just automated music. And I'm listening to all this, and it's a lot of the same songs I hear being repeated. You know, I like the music.
Nancy, I'm sorry. I think you're off topic. Nancy,
no,
I think you're off topic.
No, I'm not.
Still, hear me out.
Product.
You're out of
no,
order.
No, I think you should not interrupt me, Teresa.
You're out. Listen,
you
we're
the chair does
we've
not
we've already
have the right
passed
to
him out. You're out of order, and if I have to say it one more time, I'm going to request.
You're
going to
threaten me again.
Committee.
You know that is a Roberts Rules
okay.
of Order that is against the bylaws.
Are you,
you
are you appealing the
you
decision
not
of the chair?
People, you do not drop them off.
Are you appealing the decision of the chair to call you out of order?
No, I'm trying to say the importance of programming means money or no money. And if you have to listen to a music act for 3 hours, sometimes 2 hours at a time, sometimes 1 hour only, of the just music and no human voice, you do not feel like listening to it. You feel like turning the channel. But I'm forcing myself to listen to it. So we have got to do some programming, get some more programmers. We have lost, a lot of people have left. And we need a committee to do this. Now, this is the wrong committee to be discussing this. This is about concentrating on making money. I understand that. I am sorry for Rob and Kurt, because I think you came here mainly for development. But we're not going to get any money if we have this kind of programming any further. We have 2,000, what did Rob
Nancy, first of all, your time is up. You've overspoken your period of time. Second of all,
what is the time limit? What is the time limit? You did not
You've spoken
say.
More than 2 minutes.
Oh, is it 2 minutes? You did not say at the beginning of the meeting we only have 2 minutes.
Well, first of all, I wanted to end this.
You should say the rules first.
You're out of order, Nancy.
Why?
The second item is the item we are discussing is whether
people here don't even listen to KPFT.
You're out of order.
They don't know.
You're out of order. I'm going to recommend.
I'm going to make a recommendation to both of you. We need to move on with this meeting.
Yes, the item that we are discussing is whether to send this to the outreach committee. And Nancy, you are not speaking to that item. We're now going to vote.
I did. I said that's a good idea.
Let's vote, Nancy.
Okay.
Nancy, would you please
we're
calm
now
down?
Voting. Okay, we're now voting to whether to send this to the outreach committee. I say no. Bill Crozier?
No.
Okay. Tom Harper?
Yes.
Mike Lewis?
Yes.
Nancy Saibara Narutomi?
Nancy votes yes.
Okay. Rob Lee?
Yes.
Kurt Gerdrum?
No.
One, two, three no, three yes. Wait a minute, let me count again. One, two, four yes, two no, two, no, three
That's
no.
I have.
Three no. Not sure. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Seven. Yes. Four yes, three no. So it's sent to the outreach committee. So
thank you.
Well,
thank you.
I must say I am offended. But I was given a job by the LSB, but obviously this committee wants to send it somewhere else. Okay, so let's go to the report from the development director, who I guess is not on the call. Does anybody have anything to say about... I'm sorry?
Madam Chair, I have a request. Why do you feel offended?
Because the LSD...
Are you offended?
Okay. Well, I guess I'd rather discuss this with you in private.
Well, we're in an open meeting. I mean, what's the difference?
Well, because I don't know how many people are on the outreach committee. We have two people here that are on this committee that are not on the outreach. And to me, sounds to me like you're taking an item that we have a potential of a committee that's bigger to discuss, and you've sent it to a committee that's considerably smaller.
No, it's not. It's growing. But okay.
Well, how many people do you have on the outreach committee? Maybe I'm just not understanding.
I have a total of 8 people.
Okay. Well, we don't have 8 people on this call now, but we do have more members of this committee. But that's okay. All right. So let's briskly go through the any items that need to be said about the pledge drive. Does anybody want to say anything about the pledge drive?
I would like to say some things about the pledge drive.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yes, I've already started trying to sign people up for the pledges because I work at NRG Stadium. I'm going to Minute Maid Park and the clubs that I work at, and I'm signing up members as we speak constantly, and I'm already got ideas for a new logo, new T-shirts, and I'm always thinking about ways of raising money for KPFT.
Thank you very much, Mike. Anything else anyone wants to say about the pledge drive?
Bill, with a question.
Well, I'm just, incidentally, Mike did notice, somebody mentioned to me that there are new T-shirts and that you can see them on the website, and I assume they are a new premium and that they have a picture of both of the buildings.
Yeah, there was an email sent out about it.
Exciting. I'm sorry?
There was an email sent out about that.
Okay, well, somehow I missed that.
There's a card. There's a card playing right now about the T-shirts.
Okay.
$100 each.
All right. Anything else someone want to say about the pledge drive?
This is Rob Lee.
Go ahead, Rob.
On the pledge drive, I think Nancy has a good point that we've got a lot of other programming that's non-KPFT that's in there. I try to listen to it as well. Are we getting some sort of couple of minutes each hour, maybe a couple of times where the fundraising is on the non-KPFT programming?
That's a good comment.
You're asking if during the syndicated programming we play pitches to give money? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Like there was one that was taken off for Native Music on Saturday night, and they were raising money for their own program and had no mention of KPFT. So, but that was that program's been removed, and now kind of a rock and roll thing is on there, I think, at 6 on Saturday.
Oh, Rock and Soul Review or?
No.
Soul Deluxe?
Flower Power.
Flower Power. The Native American one was a neat program, but definitely their objective was to raise money for themselves. But anyway, back to my original question. We just need to make sure that there's some sort of insert for fundraising on the other programs. I believe there is on the music programming that is, as somebody said, elevator music. But I believe that there is pitches during that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I just make that suggestion.
So you want costs for KPFT on all syndicated programming?
Correct.
Okay.
Nancy on the stack.
Go ahead, Nancy.
It's so much better when we have those out-of-towner can shows. like Margaret Prescott. Now I hear Michio Kaku the last 2 weeks on Wednesday at 5. It helped when he came and did a short part, like, you know, I don't know how many seconds, when Michio Kaku said, please give to KPFT. Thank you for the, I don't know how he's going to, we could even write the scripts for him. And Margaret Prescott and the others, all the other KPFK, like Letters in Politics, Mitch Jesuit, Dennis Bernstein, yeah, if they would make a little card so that when we play their show and then we hear they have 2 minutes left at the top of the hour, we can play a card with their voice asking our listeners. So that connects them a little bit. That will help. I'm sure it will because it helped before. We just haven't been asking. That's a wonderful thing, Rob. I was thinking about that many times. Thank you for bringing it up.
Robin knows this. It's the question is, who's going to do it? We need people to record those cards.
No, the people, the programmer.
Okay, call them and ask them to do that then. Okay?
Well, our person is doing it. She's doing a lot of cards, small,
okay.
Asking for funding
okay.
for KBFT.
All right, so asking syndicated programmers who are celebrities to record cards to raise money for KPFT. Anything else that you might want to say about... about the pledge drive, I do want to say that I was told that there would be some sort of nice raffle for people who pledged over $100. Has anybody heard anything about that?
Yeah, Sandy has a card. It's a card.
Yes, I have.
An autograph. Go ahead and Tom explains autograph copy of the these ancient programmers CD set or something.
On the set. Yeah, I heard it was a CD set.
I beg your pardon, Nancy. I apologize. You were still talking. Yes, I have heard. I've heard that also, and I sent an email that all programmers and producers are to promote that raffle along with the pledge drive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else anyone want to say about the pledge? When does the pledge drive end?
13th of August.
Thank you. Does anybody know how we're doing so far?
It hasn't started yet.
Okay. Well, I guess
said it's called Waiting for Columbus CD collection.
Okay.
8 CD collection. The band is called S-E-A-T.
It's a signed new CD from Little Feet that is going to be pretty neat. It's a pretty neat deal for music people.
Okay.
Bill for the stack.
Go ahead, Bill.
Just for those of you who are advocating any kind of contest or say raffles especially, you know, Robin knows this. I'm sure she's got to take care of it. But it's a lot of work to comply with all the laws about it. And so I know Texas, among other things, you can't have more than two a year. A nonprofit can't. And you also have to do reporting and other stuff. So it's not just sit back and let the money come in. You've got to do some work also. I'm not familiar with all the other stuff. And I know KPFK got in big trouble a few years ago about a raffle, got in trouble with the attorney general there because they weren't following all the, you know, getting permission from the city and the state in advance and all this kind of stuff. So just bear in mind it's not as easy as you might think.
Let's double check on that.
Well, I assume Robin's doing that, I hope. But let's don't give her more work to do, you know, if she
and
needs help.
And I'm happy to help on that as well.
Okay.
And we have an attorney on another committee that I'm on that might be able to help too.
Yeah, something else I was hoping, but I don't know if it's happened yet, that, you know, I was going to hear back from Robin, but, you know, she was working with a group to come up with sort of a wish list of items for donors to donate directly for. And I hope that can be included in this fund drive. Maybe it's just going to go out by email. I'm not sure, but or maybe even snail mail. But there's, you know, a lot of needs we need for the new building. The, you know, selling the old building didn't generate enough money to buy the new one and do all the repairs and upgrades that are needed. So we have to be careful just asking for cash, because some of them may go elsewhere in Pacifica when we really need it to pay for our building needs. So let's, I guess, stay tuned and help Robin if and Sandy if they need help with that. But we need to make it easier for people to donate for specific items that so that it, the money can't go elsewhere, and then we don't see it.
Rob Lee Stack.
Go ahead, Rob.
We for large donations, we are working on another custodian to hold them, and they would be held for us so that let's say somebody gives us $10,000, it would not go to KPFT and be held for us.
Thank you.
Forthcoming.
Good.
More information.
I'm thinking we're now talking about the capital campaign, right?
But that could probably be used for anything.
Okay. All right. So is there anything else that we want to talk about the pledge drive before we go to capital campaign?
Rob Lee, one more.
Go ahead, Rob.
How about a match? Would there be any way, and do we have anybody that would do a match to try to encourage larger donations? And would anybody from this committee want to go together and offer a match? Like, we could throw some money in there to try to raise $1,000, and this committee could match if we get a donation of $1,000. And we would just have a spot that say, hey, we're looking for larger donations. Whatever we are, development committee, will match you if you give $1,000.
So you're
and
saying
it might bring somebody in. But I'd like to do it on a bigger scale, but we don't have a whole bunch of, we don't have a backlog of people that will match $1,000 that I'm aware of.
All right, well, does the pledge drive start tomorrow? When does the pledge drive start?
Yeah, tomorrow, August 3rd to the 13th.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
It's a 10-day thing.
Well, I think Rob, that's a very good point. And I meant that our lapsed donor calls be made with a matching fund in mind. And I know that we raised at least 1,000 in the in lapsed donors. I guess maybe we should ask Robin how much was raised in our lapsed donor calls and ask if that could be used as a challenge fund. Does that sound fair?
However we do it, and maybe we should go offline, but I think we ought to design, you know, if again, you have to have the kind of the back bench of people that will step up. But I think match, and I listen to KUHF as well. But again, I mean, we're apples and oranges, or maybe we're apples and orangutans. But they use match very successfully there. They also use match from their. They also use match from their listeners.
I agree, Rob. I've been talking about a match fund for years. I don't understand why we don't have a matching fund for every pledge drive, and I do not understand why we always end up talking about it a week before the drive. And because it would be so easy, I think, to contact people ahead of the drive and say, will you contribute your pledge this time to a matching fund? It should be so easy to do. So can we maybe concentrate on doing that for our October pledge drive, that we work on that?
And maybe we should table this. You're probably correct. But let's keep that as something that we could try to work on.
Okay.
Could I make a suggestion, Bill?
Go ahead, Bill.
Maybe combine this with the capital campaign, because instead of just asking for matches during the regular fund drive, just go into general fund, why don't we get, it may help attract major donors and also minor donors. For example, you know, give a list of things we need for this station, whether it's a generator or carpeting and sound treatment for a studio or whatever it is, and maybe we get a donor to put up, say, half the money and say, I'll donate this if we get enough individual donors to pay the other half. And it might help attract major donors for the capital campaign. It also might attract individual donors. And if it's restricted for specific things like that, then we don't have to worry about it, again, disappearing and not going to KPFT. So maybe talk about that capital campaign.
Yeah, let's table that and let's come back with something ironed out on match. I agree. I'm not sure this is the time to do it, but anybody that wants to talk about match, maybe we can do that.
I tell you what, Rob and Bill and I, shall we meet sometime in the very near future, just on a little short conference call and talk about working on a match?
Sure. Okay.
Sure.
Anybody else want to participate in that?
Yes, I would.
Hey, this is Kurt. I don't know what exactly to do with this, but I used to do a thing, not necessarily during a pledge drive, but it works either way. When one of the programmers played a song by an artist I particularly liked that wasn't often played, I'd call in, and when I made the donation, I would say, that's worth $50 to me, or whatever. Whenever you play John Stewart, that's a $50 for me. But the message never got through with this, you know, remote people taking our pledges. I think that, you know, something like that might stir things up a little. Not that I can afford $50 that often, but...
You know, that is a very fun idea. I remember donating one time to KUHF when somebody had a matching fund and said, if you call in and you say that you like, I think it was broccoli, this person will give some extra money. And I think it was because Bush number one said he didn't like broccoli, and so some other person said, "Well, I'll make it fun." And I think that allowing people to make music requests could be potentially a lot of fun. Shall I mention that to Robin and see if she says how that might be able to be used in this pledge drive at all? Would you like me to do that? Or anybody have any other idea of what we might do with this?
You have to be careful about pay for play FCC restrictions.
I don't think that's the
really. Yeah. Well, I don't want anybody to complain. If you're soliciting donations, if you're soliciting donations for the station to play a song, I wouldn't recommend it. Sounds like a neat idea, but I don't know. Or check with the FCC attorney first.
Okay.
You know, we have a request song, a show called Reach Out in the Darkness, and they email or they dial a certain number and they give their request. What we're missing at KPFT for almost 2.5 years is communication from the listener to the programmer. That little bit of communication. We should have some email for each programmer, at least that, and be able to post it on the website or they say it on the air. Because just the little bit of communication, like, oh, I really like that song, or thank you for playing that one, or just, or who is that? Who is that you just played? What, you know, that little bit of communication is so connecting to the
station. We'll be back in the studio soon.
Well, that's what they said. They said July.
Okay, let's stay on topic, okay? Let's stay on
Labor
topic.
Day. So if we can find out if each programmer has an email that, like, so-and-so, like Wally at kpft.org. I mean, some of these programmers have that kind of email where, you know, listeners can communicate with them.
All right.
Do all of them have?
Okay, it's 7 o'clock, and I would like to end, it's after 7. I'd like to end this meeting in approximately 15 minutes, so I'm going to push on to the next item in the agenda, and I'm finished with pledge drive here. We're talking about capital campaign. Rob or Susan, do you have anything you want to say about the capital campaign that we can assist in any way?
Susan, you want to start? Are you still on? Okay.
Are you muted, Susan?
Maybe she's muted.
All right.
Okay.
So, did I hear anything?
No.
Okay. Again, we'll solicit any ideas. If any of the committee has any, you can email me. I'm at robleetx@hotmail.com. But the idea is we are basically, we talked a little bit earlier about the idea of trying to make sure if we get any large donations, we can isolate them by putting them with another foundation. We're trying to work out the details on that. We'll get back with you when we get a little bit closer. But we think that there's no issue with that, even going back to the KPFT ED, or excuse me, Pacifica ED. Other things, Teresa, let me think. I'm sorry, I wasn't, my brain isn't fully on this yet. Anything that you'd like us to mention?
No, I really don't know what you're doing there, because I'm not on that excuse, on that.
Well, in a nutshell, we've seen a budget. We'll get it kind of out to the group. We're going to, kind of have three phases of the campaign. And in a nutshell, if I remember right, and actually, let me see if I can find that folder. I apologize. If I knew ahead of time, I would have had this in my brain. Okay, because I've got a lot of notes, but I haven't been reviewing it. Three phases of the campaign. The first phase of the campaign is the building. Well, bang, we've got one. The second phase of the campaign is that we're going to kind of develop a goal and work on it and kind of publish that. You know, we need, $250,000. And then if I understand this right, the third phase is going to be we're going to have some other types of what would the idea be, kind of dream things that we would like in phase three.
A wish list.
But the idea is we're just going to kind of roll it out, and I guess what we need to do is we just had a meeting yesterday, is get it organized, and we can share it. With y'all, and we're going to try to form a committee with multiple people, and we're going to go to a pre-identified group of listeners that have given large donations, and we're basically going to try to solicit larger donations to be able to see what we can do and what programs we can do to kind of up the game for KPFT, and my perspective is always, and I'm trying to kind of understand how KPFT does it, is looking at how this is done elsewhere. I think a great model is the university model. I'm not going to go into this in too much detail, but I think that they do a good job of getting their alumni to feel good and try to, get them to give big amounts of money. And that's why, so-and-so has their own building and gave, $25 million. So, again, we're going to try to up the game, for lack of a better word, and really see what we can do. Again, what I will say, using the university as a model, their development committees have been, and groups have been working for 50 years, following the same thing. It's just like sports. If you practice every day, you're going to be a little bit better than somebody that just goes out and isn't a weekend athlete. So, I think we need to try to up our game to try to be able to solicit a whole different level of donations and I'm not optimistic that we'll I'm optimistic that we'll make our goals for the capital campaign, but I want to make sure that we can, you know, we need to continue this to try to see what we can do to get larger donations to KPFT. In Houston, there's big donations given, you know, $5, $10, $25,000 all the time to multiple nonprofits. We need to figure out why we're not there.
Okay.
Any
so item number two was goal. Are you saying that you're setting your goal before your wish list? I'm a little bit confused at that.
Yeah, and I apologize. I should have thought about this and kind of tried to go over this, so my brain wasn't on it. We will be getting back, and maybe we can submit something, or we will submit something that will be a little bit more concrete. So I hope that helps. And I guess there's going to be a big open house. So there's been discussions over the open houses as well.
So primarily at this point, you're saying that you are developing a wish list and you're working on
open
house.
I think that's done. Sandy has a budget.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's going to be the wish list, and I'm sure there'll be some other items that will be added.
So you have a wish list.
Yes.
And you're planning an open house.
Correct.
And you are studying other models of some capital campaigns that are successful, like the university model.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Any comments about the... Okay, we're talking about the capital campaign. Nancy?
Yes, so when we have the open house, I think we should take a video for historical purposes and tell people in advance that we're going to do that, because some people may not want to be in the video, but I mean, not to force anybody.
I believe
that
there's a man named Howard. I believe there's a man named Howard. Sorry to interject, but I believe that we're there.
All right, let's go to the next item, which is website and social media.
Wait, Teresa.
We're past time. Okay. The item of website, social media. Anybody want to say anything about the website or social media as it relates to fundraising?
Bill?
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I mean, anything that's not working right on the website could impact fundraising, I suppose. But for at least several days, where it's the show that's displayed on the air now is wrong. It's stuck on Politics Done Right. It's been like that for several days.
What is stuck on Politics Done Right?
It's where it says what show is on the air right now.
Oh, okay.
And it's a streaming now, but what that should say is HD2. The HD2 one is working, but the on the air thinks it's stuck on, I don't know, last week at some time when Politics Done Right happened to be on. It's just a little thing, but.
Have you sent an email
Oh, is Howard doing that?
It's on Jazz Latino right now, which is correct. So that must have been correct. Oh, now you don't stop. And you don't stop. Now it changed because 7.
Let me refresh. No, it still says. No, that's HD2. I'm talking about on the analog. It doesn't say analog HD1 in the left column and HD2 on the right column, but it says on the air and it's still stuck on Politics Done Right. I didn't know Howard's doing that. I didn't notice it, but it's a little thing. But if he can fix that, that'd be nice.
All right, well,
why don't you email Howard?
I didn't know who was doing the website.
Bill, I would send an email to both Robin and Howard.
And
okay.
Yeah,
all right,
okay.
Anything else about social media or website? I'm going to recommend that we put a survey on the website because I think that interaction with our listeners will build confidence in our station. Who is next?
Mike Lewis.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I'm just telling everybody that I'm still using my Facebook page to promote the play site. So promoting at different events that I work to try to get raise money for KFT. Every board member of the local state starts using their social media and also do, you know, voice media that's talking to people that they run into on the street to promote KPFT.
Okay. Thank you for that.
I also do the same thing as Mike does.
Okay.
Nancy on the stack.
Let me ask one other question of Mike and Tom. Was that mentioned in the latest programmers meetings that did they encourage use of social media, namely Facebook, to raise money?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. We've been trying to promote that for the past several meetings, and next week I'm going to promote that on our local station board meeting, and I want every member of the KPFT local station board to raise money for KPFT, because that's the primary reason why you have an elected station board or a board for any organization, profit or nonprofit, is to raise money for that organization.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. All right, next item is last donors.
Nancy,
and I did just 1 minute. I did
two or three people back.
Okay, so you're talking about Facebook and social website, social media, Nancy?
No, I'm talking about the website.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
I want a thermometer because people don't know how much we've collected, and we don't know how badly we're doing or how great we're doing. And I would like to put a suggestion. Instead of the usual thermometer where it just has, you know, little marks and then how much, put the date and time. So they know they donated at a certain time, so that red ink has their donation in it. And then when the programmers are doing their shows and recording them, they can look at the website and say, oh, at such and such time, this amount was raised. So we have a little bit of encouragement to people, giving them some evidence or truth what it was. You know, when I was, I think I was 10 years old, the Alley Theater had a pledge drive, and you would see the figures on top of the screen of the television. You'd see Lauren Green come out and say, you know, please donate to build this new Alley Theater. And you would see, oh, well, thank you for that much. That one came in. You would hear the telephones ringing in the back. You'd see the numbers coming in and the amounts getting bigger and bigger. So it looked like, you know, like evidence, like really, like that money that you just gave just went in the pot. So it's exciting to see that, and we don't tell them much. Like, oh, we need more. That's all we say. We're not doing too well. Could you bring, you know, blah blah blah. If you can afford it, you know. But if we have something to just report to them, I think that's right. And I like to say one more thing, just to plant in everybody's brain. We're living in the city with the most number of millionaires and billionaires in the whole United States. You know, big oil, big gas. And I don't know how we can get that money, but they have to have some tax write-offs. They need to get rid of that money, don't they, to save tax? I mean, why are we starting? Why are we? What?
Nancy, what? You need to talk to these people and communicate with them, because when I worked at the University of Houston, we would always go out and talk to the millionaires and billionaires to get them to donate to the University of Houston. So you need to go out and start talking to these people.
Yes,
you'll probably be arrested when you try to go through their locked neighborhood.
Gated.
No, but you can communicate with them socially. You can go meet them at country clubs. You can go meet them at nonprofit organizations like at the opera, at the museums. You can go to them at the symphony. There's a lot of ways you can meet these people.
I am not going to pay for an opera ticket just to talk to
Hello,
somebody.
Hello, Nancy.
Okay,
you can go and meet them for free. I can show you how to do it.
Okay, you two talk about this separately.
And
let me go. Excuse me. Let's move
could
on.
Could I just interject?
just say, hey, look, I think all this is a great topic, and maybe we could, you know, do it when we're not 30 minutes late into closing. But, you know, that hopefully will be part of a capital campaign where we're try to be able to work with all the groups and say, hey, this is how we try to up your game. And Nancy, we will have some sort of thermometer, but it due to the lack of how accounting is done, there's no way it can, you know, happen instantaneously. But we will.
Oh no, I'm not asking for that.
And it's being discussed. So
no, but I mean,
we believe that.
Yeah, when a number is placed on there with red ink, some date and time, so people have, you know, I understand it cannot be done instantaneously. Of course not.
Unless you're volunteering to go do the accounting and then send it in to the website. Again, I think the limitations of a staff of 1.5 or whatever that we have, it's not possible to do. But there will be a thermometer. We will have it, and it will be updated. I don't know what that will be. That's down the line. But there will be one. It just won't be done hourly.
No, I'm not saying hourly. Whenever it is updated, put the date and time, so we know that at that moment, at that time, and that's what the programmers can report.
That's manpower. That's manpower.
If there are
500 donations, that's 2 minutes for each donation to be updated. Again, let's table this for another thought, but we have to think about the manpower.
Okay, if you cannot be certain that you're putting the truth out on the thermometer, then you should not do it at all. If it's just all a lie or guessing. That's what I said. When you put it there, you
can
know how much
this?
It was at a certain time.
Can we table this for another time?
Yes.
Great ideas, but can we table it?
Unless you're going to be talking about social media, I would like to go on to lapsed donors.
It's 7:24 also.
Yes, and I'm sorry I let this back and forth go on about this. I'm sorry. Does anybody have anything to – I would like to say I think lapsed donors was fairly successful. I'd like to do it again next week maybe. Or the week after. Rob, can you just send me some dates that are good with you, or can we talk?
Offline, I'll commit. Offline, I'll commit.
Okay, good, because Robin wants to do it again.
Sure.
All right.
Let's talk offline.
Okay.
Sure, I'll do it.
Okay. So the next item that we have to discuss is... event fundraisers with COVID considerations. I just want you to know I am still considering organizing some outdoor concerts, maybe with a Zoom component. And if anyone here has a similar idea of a speaker where we could sell tickets or take donations with perhaps a Zoom component as a fundraiser, please contact me. Okay, is there any other new business?
This
Teresa.
Is Nancy.
Yeah.
Is that Tom Harper and then Nancy?
Yeah. Aren't you getting into the outreach committees?
No, I'm talking about fundraisers.
The concert you're talking about and stuff like that does not pertain to fundraisers.
They do to
okay.
me. I'm not going to ask a musician to do something without it being a fundraiser for KPFT.
Okay. I feel you're overstepping the bounds, but that's okay. Go ahead.
All right. New business, anybody?
Yeah, Nancy. I'd like us to work on a virtual festival where people, like we did, maybe, 2 years ago we did, and quite a bit of people. We left it open, and they donated, and it was many, many, many bands. They donated their services, but we could do even a talent show, and we could vet these things and then make, like,
semifinalists, and then we could even compete with other stations' semifinalists. Anyway, I wanted to do something that's safe, you know, safe from COVID, a virtual festival, because we only did it twice, and we did get in a lot of money. Just I wanted to put that out, and if anybody on this committee has got good ideas, please throw them out, even email.
Well, I think that Susan, Darryl was the one that organized the last one. I would imagine Robin's asking her, so I will ask Robin if she's had any more discussions with her about that. Online or a virtual concert or festival. Concert, festival, or talent night, right?
Yeah, I'm even thinking dancers, because we have a lot of dancers that have no place to dance because of the COVID. And they're really, I've seen dancers in their homes on a split screen, like several dancers dancing at the same time to the music and the same, you know, beat, but they're in different places.
All right.
Drummers, all kind of drums, different places.
So the next item is confirming our next meeting is on September 6th, which is the first Tuesday in September. And do we have a motion to adjourn?
You have a motion to adjourn.
Let's adjourn.
Any objection?
No.
Okay, meeting's adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.